Morning.
大家早。
Did you guys have a good New Year?
大家是不是都有一个很好的新年？
I had a good New Year.
上牧师有一个很好的新年。
My wife and my sister and some friends drove up to Big Bear.
他跟他太太跟妹妹一起到大熊湖去。
Went hiking, played in the snow. It was a good time.
就在那边玩一些雪，然后在那边游玩，非常的快乐。
But this is the new year, and it's a good time to look back and reflect on what has happened.
在这新年的时候，我们可以回顾过去，也可以展望我们的未来。
And as we look back, we might find that we have a lot of things that we like to grumble about.
我们往回看的时候，有时候我们会想到有一些我们可以抱怨的事情。
Do you guys know what the term pet peeve means?
不知道有没有什么英文叫 peppy， 就是有什么东西是特别让你觉得不舒服的。
It's some small thing that annoys you.
就是有很小的事情，但是让你觉得很不快乐。
For example, a pet peeve I have is when I hear people on the radio who always scoop in their songs.
双牧师就是说，他在听收音机的时候，如果他们的音乐上下的很快，他就觉得很不舒服。
I want you to take a moment.Turn to your neighbor and mention one pet peeve that you have.
你跟你的邻居讲一下，在过去一年是不是有什么事情让你觉得是很不痛快的？
Go ahead, take a moment. Do you have any? From my wife, so she hates it when she has an interactive service. Right now.
Right.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, she's an introvert. But this morning, we're going to look at Israel's grumbling in the desert.
今天早上我们要看一段经文，是看以色列在沙漠里面他们的抱怨。
We're going to be looking at Exodus 16 verses 1 through 15.
我们看出埃及记第十六章一到十五节。
Now the context of this, as many of you know, is that God had just saved his people from Egypt.
我想很多人都知道，这个时候，神刚把他们从埃及拯救了出来。
He had rescued them from slavery.
他们不再成为一个奴仆。
He had defeated Pharaoh and the gods of Egypt, and now his people are safely going out to the promised land.
他们打败了法老，现在他们在这个沙漠里面要进入神的应许地。
So we're going to see what happens.
所以我们来看一下发生了什么事情。
If there's anything about the ancient Israelite community that reminds us of ourselves.
我们是看一下这以前的以色列人跟我们现在有什么相同的地方。
So let's take a look at the first passage, Exodus 16, 1. Oh, here's the desert. 16, 1 through 3.
我们读第一节到第三节。一起读。以色列全会众从以琳起行，在出埃及后第二个月十五日，到了以琳和西乃中间逊的旷野。以色列全会众在旷野向摩西、亚伦发怨言，说：“巴不得我们早死在埃及地耶和华的手下，那时我们坐在肉锅旁边，吃得饱足。你们将我们领出来到这旷野，是要叫这全会众都饿死啊。”
So God had just done a mighty work to save them.
神刚做一个很奇妙的大事了。拯救了他们。
He had proven over and over again how he was able to take care of them.
他也证明说他可以照顾他们。
And the first trouble comes up, what do? They complain.
但是当他们遇到困难的时候，他们怎么办呢？他们就开始抱怨。
They start grumbling.
他们开始发牢骚。
And in fact, they even forget about what God had done beforehand.
他们甚至忘记了神已经为他们做的一些事情。
They have an exaggerated view of the past before these current troubles come.
他们往后看的时候，有一些很夸张的一个看法。
They think, oh, it would have been better for us to stay in Egypt.
他们说，哦，我们留在埃及有多好。
They forget that they were slaves.
他们忘了他们在那边是奴隶。
They forget that one generation earlier, all the male children were killed by Pharaoh.
他们忘了在那个上一代，他们啊，法老把他们的所有的男婴都杀死了。
They forget that now they are in the care of a God who loves them.
他们忘了他们现在在一个爱他们的神的照顾之下。
Yet when they hit their current troubles, all they think about are their current troubles.
他们碰到现在的困难的时候，他们眼前只看到这个困难。
They only focus on what they dislike. They don't focus on what God is doing.
他们看到他们所不喜欢的事情，不是看到神在做什么。
But this is kind of what humanity has been like since the very beginning.
可是人类从开始就有这样子的倾向。
Ever since the Garden of Eden, actually.
从伊甸园开始。
You remember? Well, from your Bibles, you weren't there probably.
从圣经上面我知道。
God created everything perfect.
神创造伊甸园的时候，所有的都是完美的。
And we had a wonderful setup to live in.
我们有一个很美好的一个环境。
Plenty of food.
有很多食物。
He gave us community.
给我们一个社区。
Lots of pets.
有很多动物。
But what do? We mess it up.
但是我们把一切都毁了。
Instead of focusing on all that God has done.
我们没有注重在神为我们所做的东西。
And all that God is doing.
和神为我们所做的。
We'll find a reason to be discontent.
我们就是不满足。
And this is what we're like today.
我们今天也还是这样子。
I go through my life, and God does many great things for me.
我们看我们的生命，神为我们做了很多很好的事情。
And maybe I can look back on 2013 and see some blessings that God has given.
我们往后看2013年，我们也看到神给我们很多的祝福。
But when I'm alone,
但是当我们一个人的时候
，or when I'm praying,
或是我们在祷告的时候
，or thinking about my circumstances,
在想我们现在的面对的困难
，I'm more like Israel in the desert.
我们就像那个时候的以色列人一样。
I tend to focus on things that I don't like.
我们通常注重在我们所不喜欢的东西。
And I don't think about who God is.
我们不想说神是在做什么。
I don't think about God's love for me.
我们没有想到神的爱。
I think about what I want God to change.
我们想到神要怎么样改变我们的生活。
And I don't think I'm appreciating God as much as I should be.
我们也没有感谢神为我们做的一切。
And I think that I could learn something from this community in the desert.
对，我们可以从那以前的以色列人身上学到一些功课。
What would be different about them if they were thankful?
如果他们有感恩的心的话，他们会怎么样子呢？
Perhaps instead of constantly grumbling, they might display some more faith.
也许他们不会一直发怨言，他们会表现他们的信心。
They might say something like, "God, we're a little bit afraid right now about our food."
他们也许会说，神啊，我们现在很担心，我们没有东西吃。
But you've conquered bigger problems before.
但是你可以解决更大的问题。
You've shown that you're faithful to us.
你是信实的神。
So we can still trust you even though we're a little bit scared.
所以虽然我们害怕，我们还是可以依靠你。
So how would I be different if I were thankful?
如果我们是感恩的，怎么会怎么说呢？
How would our church be different if we were thankful?
我们的教会，如果我们教会是一个感恩的教会，我们会怎么样子呢？
First thing I want us to think about today.
首先我们要想的
What will be different about 2014 if you are deliberately thankful?
在这个新的一年，如果我们有一个感恩的心，我们会怎么样子不同呢？
How will your year be different from last year?
那今年会跟去年有什么不同的地方？
Will you make decisions differently if you are thankful instead of grumbling?
你做的决定，如果是你怀着感恩的心来做，而不发怨言的话，会有什么不同？
Will you treat people in your family differently if you choose thankfulness instead of grumbling?
如果你有感恩的心，你对你的家人会不会有什么不同的行为？
Will you relate differently with your coworkers?
对你的工作同事有什么不同？
With your neighbors?
或是你的邻居？
With your brothers and sisters here in our church?
或是你教会里面的弟兄姐妹？
What would be different?
会有什么不同呢？
Let's move on to the next passage, though.
我们看一下下一个经节。
Continuing Exodus, this is Exodus 16, 14, or sorry, 4 through 8.
出埃及记第十六章四到八节，我们一起来读。耶和华对摩西说：“我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份，我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。”到第六天，他们要把所收进来的预备好了，比每天所收的多一倍。摩西、亚伦对以色列众人说：到了晚上，你们要知道是耶和华将你们从埃及地领出来的。 早晨你们要看 sorry, the next slide. 早晨你们要看见耶和华的荣耀，因为耶和华听见你们向他所发的怨言了。我们算什么，你们竟向我们发怨言呢？摩西又说，耶和华晚上必给你们肉吃，早晨必给你们食物得饱，因为你们向耶和华发的怨言他都听见了。我们算什么，你们的怨言不是向我们发的，乃是向耶和华发的。
A few things to notice from God's response.
我们可以在这里看到神的反应。
The first thing we see is God already had a plan.
第一个我们看到神早就有一个计划了。
God wasn't up in heaven and then suddenly surprised by their requirement of food.
神不是在天堂上坐着，结果很惊讶他们没有东西吃。
God knows people need food.
神知道他们需要食物。
He made us.
他创造了我们。
He created our digestive systems.
他创造了我们的消化系统。
He knows we need food.
他知道我们需要吃。
He knew these people needed food.
他知道这些人需要食物。
So God was not suddenly surprised by their desire to eat.
所以神不是很吃惊面对这样子的问题。
But I approach God all the time as if He did not know my needs.
但是我们跟神常常觉得说他不知道我们所需要是什么。
When I pray, I assume to inform him so that he'll be in a better position to help me.
我们祷告的时候，我们常常要告诉神我们的需要，所以让他能够更能够帮助我们。
But who am I to give advice to God?
但是我们是谁？我们只能够给神这个忠告呢？
He knows what I need.
他早就知道我们需要的是什么。
He knows what I need better than I know what I need.
他比我们更了解我们需要的是什么。
And he already has a plan.
而且他早就有一个计划了。
God already planned to give them bread.
神早就计划好要给他们食物。
And he was not surprised by their experiences or their complaints.
他也不是为了他们的发怨言而得到吃惊。
We also notice that God is going to handle their problem in a way they never expected.
我们也知道神回应他们的问题是一个他们想象不到的一个解决的方法。
See, these were folks coming out of slavery in Egypt.
这些人从埃及出来，他们以前是奴隶。
Maybe they had to grow their own food.
也许他们以前需要种他们的食物。
Or the Egyptians would give them food.
或是埃及人要给他们食物。
But they never expected food to just miraculously appear on the ground.
他们从来没有想到食物会从地上就是很奇妙的就出现。
This was outside the realm of things they expected.
这是他们所想象不到的。
But this is how God chose to provide for them.
但是神选择用这种方式来攻击他们。
When I look out at my life experiences,
当我们看我们自己生活的经验的时候，
and when I face my current circumstances,
当我们看到我们现在的生活经验的时候，
my grumbling and complaining reflects a lack of faith in God to do something I don't expect.
我们发怨言表示我们不相信神能够解决我们的问题。
I grumble and complain because I only expect God to do things that I've already seen happen.
我们发怨言，因为我们相信神只能用我们所看过的一些方式来解决问题。
I grumble against God because I don't expect Him to surprise me.
我们发怨言，因为我们想神不会来给我们一个惊喜。
But we see in the Bible God is constantly surprising His people.
但是在圣经上，我们可以看到神一直都用很惊讶的一个新的方式来拯救我们。
And we're going to read in a minute how God is going to create some bread for them, and they don't know what it is.
我们可以看一下神会给他们食物，他们都不知道那个叫什么。
And our Uncle Dan could probably tell you that the Hebrew word they use is manu.
Uncle Dan 可能可以跟我们讲，这希伯来文这个字叫做 manu.
Which means, what is it?
问题就说这是什么？
They don't understand what it is.
他们不知道这个是什么。
And yet God provides for them in ways they don't understand.
神用他们所不了解的方式供应了他们。
And we see in the Bible a constant pattern of people grumbling against God.
我们在圣经上常看到这些人一直对神发怨言。
A little bit earlier in Exodus 15, they grumbled against Moses about finding water.
在十五章的时候，他们向摩西发怨言，说他们需要喝水。
They grumble again in Exodus 17, again about water.
在十七章的时候又讲到他们需要水。
But it doesn't end in Exodus. The next book, Numbers, they grumble about the land, the scary people who live in the land already.
在民数记，他们又讲到他们要进的这个应许地里面的人。
And then in Numbers 16, they grumble again.
在第十六章又再次发怨言。
And then I see my life. I grumble all the time too.
我们可以看到我们在生活上，我们也常常对神发怨言。
I'm just like these people.
我们就像这些以色列人一样。
And I think if we're honest with ourselves, we're more like these people than we like to admit.
如果我们对自己很诚实的话，我们可以看到我们像以色列人是很相同的。
There are patterns of grumbling in our lives all the time.
我们在我们的生活上也常常的发怨言。
There's an interesting part in verse 7 that I like.
我们看一下第七节。
Verse 7 is from the leaders, actually.
第七节是从他们的领袖们说的话。
Who are we that you should grumble against us?
我们算什么？你们竟向我们发怨言呢？
This is a note for the leaders here in our church.
这是就像对我们教会里面的同工们来说的。
Firstly, we have to admit that I'm not God.
首先，我们要承认我们不是神。
And sometimes when people grumble, I won't really be able to do a whole lot about it.
有时候人们发怨言的时候，我们没有办法做什么事情。
Sometimes we have to wait for God to act.
有时候我们要等神来行动。
See, when I'm faced with a difficult challenge,
当我们碰到困难的时候
，I sometimes like to read a lot of books about it.
我们有时候会看很多书。
I'll talk to other people about it.
我们会跟其他人来讨论。
Spend a lot of time thinking about it.
用很多时间来想。
But I might need to remind myself to actually pray to God about it.
但我们要提醒我们自己，我们应该要跟神祷告。
To seek God first.
来先寻求神。
To make sure that I am following God in my personal life.
来知道我们是在我们的生活上是跟随主的。
To worship God myself.
我们自己要先来敬拜神。
Because who am I to try to fix everything?
因为我们算什么呢？我们怎么可能解决他们所有的问题呢？
Leaders, we need God in our lives.
我们的同工们，我们需要神在我们的生活上。
We can't do anything without God.
我们没有神是不能够做什么事情的。
And then we see here in verse 8.
第八节。
Moses says that the grumbling is ultimately against the Lord.
摩西说：“你们发的怨言不是向我们发的，乃是向耶和华发的。”
This was very convicting for me.
这对我是一个很重要的一个境界。
If I'm constantly grumbling about things,
如果我一直在发怨言的话
，If I'm never satisfied with my position,
我对我们现在的情形一直都不满足。
If I always want circumstances to be different,
我一直都想要有不同的一个情况。
It actually tells me something about my belief in God.
它显现了我们对神的信赖。
See, these people in the wilderness were grumbling against Moses and Aaron.
虽然这些以色列人是对摩西跟亚伦来发怨言。
But here in the Bible, it reminds us that grumbling was against God.
但是圣经提醒我们，他的怨言是向耶和华发的。
So we're going to talk a bit about the root of grumbling.
所以我们来看一下为什么我们会发怨言。
It's what I believe about God.
是我们跟神，我们相信神能够做什么。
Maybe my grumbling shows that I don't believe God cares about me.
也许我们发怨言其实是表示了我们不相信神关心我们。
See, I think God cares about other people.
我们相信神关心很多人。
He'll take care of them.
他会照顾其他的人。
He'll bless them.
他会祝福他们。
But what about me?
但是我呢？
How come?I'm not getting these things.
为什么我没有得到这些祝福呢？
See, I might believe that God has a good plan for someone else.
也许我相信神对其他人有很好的计划。
And life has been so hard to me, I wonder if he still cares about me.
但是我的生活上有很多的困难，他是不是真的关心我呢？
And this isn't something that we're taught in church.
这不是我们教会常常教导的事情。
This isn't something we decide to believe.
这不是我们决定我们要相信的事情。
I don't wake up one morning and think, today I'm going to believe God does not care about me.
我们不会早上起来说，我今天决定神不关心我。
But this belief sneaks into our hearts.
但是我们的心里常常会有这样子的想法。
It's a message we hear through life experiences.
从我们生活的经验上，我们会有这样子的想法。
And as we go through life, we slowly take in different messages that we hear.
所以慢慢的，我们可能会有这样子的想法。
And if we're not careful, we start to believe things that aren't quite true.
我们不小心的话，我们会相信这样子错误的想法。
And if I'm not careful, I might start to believe that God doesn't quite care enough about me.
如果我们不小心的话，我们会相信神不关心我。
Could also could be that I don't believe God knows what He's doing.
或者是我不相信神知道他在做什么。
Of course, we read in the Bible that God does know what He's doing.
圣经上说神知道他在做什么。
And you know, again, you don't wake up one morning and think, "Today I'm going to doubt God's knowing what He's doing."
我们也不是突然说啊，今天我怀疑神在做什么。
But it's a belief that we slowly learn.
但是也许慢慢的我们会有这样子的想法。
It's a lie that life gives us.
这是一个生活上面的经验，有时候会给我们一个错误的谎言。
You might think God doesn't know what He's doing.
我们可能不相信神知道他在做什么。
Or maybe I don't believe God is capable.
或是我们不相信神有这个能力。
Maybe He's caring.
也许他很关怀我们。
Maybe He knows what's going on.
也许他知道发生了什么事情。
But He's not powerful enough to actually fix the situation.
但是神没有那个力量，没有这个能力来改变这个情形。
My view of God is small.
我们觉得神是一个微小的神。
Or maybe.Finally, I don't believe God has a good plan.
或者是最后，我不相信神有一个美好的计划。
I see this one a lot.
我们常常听到这样子的事情。
See it in my life.
我们可以在我们自己的生活上看到。
See it the lives of people I do counseling with.
或是别人的生活上可以听到这样子的事情。
I don't think God has a good plan.
很多人会说，我不相信神有一个美好的计划。
I'm not sure what God is doing, but I'm a little bit scared of it.
我不知道神有什么计划，但是我很害怕。
Which of these are you tempted to believe?
这四个错误的想法中间，哪一个是最影响你的？
Maybe there's one that stands out to you and you say, I see this in my heart.
也许你自心里可以想说，哪一个是最影响最大的？
Maybe there's a few that pop up here and there in your life.
或许是有两三个来影响你。
Which of these are you tempted to believe?
我们思考一下，这四个当中有哪一个是对你影响最大的？
I think for me it's the first one and the last one.
对啊。沙牧师是第一个跟最后一个。
Those are the two I see in my life.
在他生活上，他可以看到他有时候会有这样子的想法。
How about you?
你呢？
What I really like is that every single one of these is corrected in the gospel.
我们可以看到，在我们的福音书里面，这每一个这个错误的想法都被更正了。
The truth is seen in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们的真实可以在耶稣基督的死亡跟复活上面看到。
Jesus shows us who God is.
耶稣让我们知道神是什么样子的神。
For the first one.
第一个。
If I don't believe God cares about me.
如果我们不相信神关心我的话。
I need to remind myself, Jesus Christ died for me.
我们需要提醒我们，耶稣基督为我而死在十字架上。
God showed His love for us in this, while we were still sinners.Christ died for us.
我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣基督钉死在十字架上，为了我们的罪。
And if I doubt God's care for me,
如果我们怀疑神关心我们的话，
I need to firstly admit that.
我们需要承认。
God, this is hard for me to say, but sometimes I have a hard time believing you care about me.
神啊，我需要承认，有时候我很难相信你关心我。
And I need to be reminded of Jesus Christ on the cross.
我需要提醒我们自己，耶稣基督为我们在十字架上所做的事。
He does care.
他关心我们。
And he proved it.
他也证明了。
It's not that Jesus Christ maybe died for me.
不是耶稣可能为我们而死。
Or Jesus Christ will die for me if I'm good enough.
或是我们如果是很好的话，耶稣基督会愿意为我们而死。
Jesus Christ already has died for me.
他已经为我们死了。
This has happened.
已经发生了。
It's a finished work.
的过去的事情。
And I look back to something that happened in history to know that God does care for me.
我们在历史上可以看见神是非常的关心我。
Maybe I don't believe God knows what He's doing.
也许我不相信神知道他在做什么。
Again, I look at the gospel.
但在福音书里面我们可以看到。
Since the beginning of the world, God had a plan to save people from their sin.
从世界的开始的时候，神已经有一个计划来拯救他的人民。
And I can imagine the disciples wondering the same thing as Jesus Christ is dying. Does God know what He's doing?
我们可以想象那些使徒们，当耶稣基督在钉死在十字架上，说神知道他在做什么吗？
Because in their experience, when someone dies, they stay dead.
因为他们觉得，一个人死了就死了。
They're only expecting God to act in a way that they've already seen before.
他们只能够期望神所做的是他们相信的、所看见的。
But Jesus didn't stay dead.
但是，耶稣并没有停留在死亡里。
He's alive now.
他现在是活着。
And He saved us from our sins.
他从我们的罪恶里面拯救了我们。
Even the disciples doubted if God knew what He was doing.
连那些使徒都有这样子的怀疑。
But the resurrection proved that God did know what he was doing.
但耶稣的重生，证明神知道他在做什么。
Maybe I don't believe God's capable.
也许我不相信神是有能力的。
I think my problems are too big and my God is too small.
我问题可能太大，我的神太小。
But what is the biggest problem that we will ever face as people?
但是我们所面对最大的问题是什么呢？
The biggest problem is our own sin.
最大的问题是我们自己的罪。
And this is what God has solved.
但是神已经解决了这个问题。
God has defeated our sin on the cross.
他在十字架上已经击败了我们的罪恶。
Satan has no power over our eternal destiny.
撒旦已经没有能力来控制我们。
We have been forgiven and we will go to heaven.
我们已经得到饶恕，我们可以进天堂。
God is capable.
神是有这个能力的。
We couldn't have dealt with our sin by ourselves.
我们自己没有办法应付我们自己的罪。
We were too small.
我们太小了。
But our God is big enough to handle sin.
但是我们的神是伟大的，他可以来面对这样子的问题，解决。
So he can handle any situation I'm in today.
他可以解决我们今天碰到的所有的问题。
The God who raised Jesus from the dead.
神把耶稣基督从死里复活了。
The God who created the universe.
我们的神创造了世界。
That God is capable of handling my problems.
神是有能力来解决我们的问题的。
Finally, I don't believe God has a good plan.
最后，我们可能不相信神有一个美好的计划。
Was Jesus Christ's life and death a good plan?
但是耶稣基督的生活是一个好的计划吗？
Did it save me from my sin?
他拯救了我们吗？
Yes.
是的。
God does have a good plan.
神是有一个美好的计划的。
When I struggle with doubts,
当我们有怀疑的时候，
When my grumbling tells me that I'm believing something wrong about God,
当我们发怨言，当我们知道我们相信的是错误的时候，
When I feel like Israel in the desert,
当我们觉得像是在沙漠里面的以色列人的时候，
I need to remember what God is really like.
我们需要提醒我们自己神是怎么样子的神。
I need to ask myself, what does my grumbling show me about my belief?
我们要自己问自己，我们发怨言表示我们的信心是怎么样子的信心呢？
And how does the gospel correct that belief?
在福音怎么样子来改正我们的错误的想法。
Let's move on to the next passage.
我们看下一段经文。
Exodus 16:9-15.
16章第9到15节。第九节，摩西对亚伦说：“你告诉以色列全会众，说你们就近耶和华面前，因为他已经听见你们的怨言了。”亚伦正对以色列全会众说话的时候，他们向旷野观看，不料耶和华的荣光在云里显现。耶和华说与摩西说：“我已经听见以色列人的怨言，你告诉他们说，到黄昏的时候。”你们要吃肉，你们就知道我是耶和华你们的神。到了晚上，有云图飞来，遮满了营。早晨在营四围的地上有露水，露水上升之后，不料野地面上有如白霜的小圆物。以色列人看见，不知道是什么，就彼此对问说：“这是什么呢？”摩西对他们说。这就是耶和华给你们吃的食物。
God provided for Israel in a way they did not expect.
神供给给以色列人是他们所想象不到的方法。
They didn't understand what was happening.
他们不知道发生了什么事情。
Did they know how he was going to provide for them?
他们知道神要怎么样供应他们吗？
No, they didn't.
不知道。
Did they recognize the provision when they saw it?
他们看到神的供应的时候，他们了解吗？
No, they didn't.
他们也不了解。
In fact, the very name means, what is it?
那个玛纳的意思就是说，这是什么？
But did God provide for them?
但是神有没有供给给他们呢？
Yes, he did.
是的，神有供给给他们。
He provided for them all the way to the promised land.
他一直供应他们，直到他们进入到应许地里。
Their children made it to the promised land.
他们的儿女进到了应许地里面。
And if you look on a map today, there is an Israel that exists.
你在看世界地图的时候，你可以看到有以色列这个国家。
God has provided for these people.
神供给了给他们。
God will provide for us.
神也会供给给我们。
God often does things we don't understand.
神有时候做的事情是我们不能够了解的。
This manna was something they totally did not get.
这个玛瑙是他们不了解的。
A few things I want us to notice about this manna.
我们可以注意到几件事情。
It was a supernatural provision.
这是一个超自然的一种供应。
There was nothing ordinary about this manna.
这不是一个很正常的方式。
And again, these people grumbled because they only expected ordinary things to keep happening.
这些人发怨言，因为他们只能够在这个自然世界里面思考。
A little bit about this manna.
我们可以来看一下这个玛瑙。
Some scholars have tried to attribute this to naturally occurring events.
有些学者在寻找有没有什么自然的方式有这样子的东西可以产生。
They've said that these could be the result of secretions of desert insects.
他们说沙漠里面有一些昆虫可能会有这样子的分泌物。
See, there are some insects that live in that part of the desert that actually secrete a fluid that hardens that you could eat.
所以那个沙漠里面是有一些昆虫，他们会有一些分泌物，然后它硬了以后是可以吃的。
But these secretions, they wouldn't start rotting after one day.
但是在天然里面发现这些东西不会在一天以后就坏了。
We know that God did not want people to keep to store up manna, so they wouldn't have to go out again.
神跟他们说，他们不要收集多于一天所需要的。
So the manna would start to rot after the first night.
所以一个晚上以后，这个玛瑙就坏了。
That wouldn't have happened with these desert secretions.
如果是真的是昆虫的分泌物的话，是不会有这样子的事情的。
Also, these insects were seasonal. They wouldn't have been there year-round.
而且这些昆虫是只有在某些季节才有的，不是每年都有。
And yet, the people in the wilderness had manna for 40 years.
但是我们知道以色列人他们有四十年都有玛瑙。
And also, we know that.The day before the Sabbath, God commanded his people to take the double portion of manna.
我们也知道他们礼拜第六天可以收集两天的这个玛瑙。
So they would not have to gather manna on the Sabbath day.
所以在安息日的时候，他们不需要出去来收集玛瑙。
And the manna would not rot if it was stored overnight from the day before the Sabbath to the Sabbath.
但是他们收集两天的时候，那个玛瑙就不会坏掉。他们在第七日的时候还是可以吃。
Why would the natural secretions of an insect have a special schedule for when it would rot?
在天然自然世界里面，我们找不到有这样子的例子，有一些昆虫或者是有什么东西可以在每七天的时候不会坏的。
This was not a natural occurrence.
这不是一个自然的现象。
God provides in supernatural means.
神用一个超自然的方式来供应给这以色列人。
So that was the first point. This was a supernatural provision.
这是第一点，这是一个超自然的一种供应。
And when I grumble, I need to have faith that God can do something supernaturally that I don't expect.
当我们发怨言的时候，我们应该相信神有这种超自然的能力来解决我们的问题。
Second thing to notice, this was a daily provision.
第二个，我们会注意到这是每一天的一个供应。
But it didn't show up every day.
但是没有每天都有这个玛瑙。
Manna didn't appear on the ground in the Sabbath.
在安息日的时候是没有玛瑙的。
And some people who didn't collect extra the day before didn't get to eat on the Sabbath.
那如果前一天他没有收集足够的话，安息日他们就没有足够可以吃。
But God provided for their daily needs without provision coming every single day.
虽然玛瑙不是每天都有，但是神供应了他们每一天都能够满足。
He gave them enough to keep going.
他们给他足够的，所以他们得维持到下一天。
But there was also a bit of a break to grow their faith.
但是也有一个休息的时间，也让他们能够在信心上能够加强。
See, this is the very beginning of the congregation of God's people.
这是神的人民子民的开始。
This is the first time God has His people as an identifiable group in the Bible.
这是第一次在圣经上我们看到这一群人是神的子民。
And God is beginning to teach them to trust Him.
神在教导他们来信赖神。
He's saying, "Here, I will feed you myself."
他说，我会自己供应给你。
I will care for you specifically in a supernatural way so that you will trust me.
我会用超自然的方式来供应给你，所以你会信任我。
But I'm also going to give you an opportunity to have some faith in me.
但是我也给你一个机会，让你对我有信心。
One day of the week, you're going to have to trust that I'll provide, even if you can't see the provision.
七天里面有一天，你需要信任我，我会供应给你。
So sort of like spiritual training wheels.
就好像在属灵上一个训练。
Giving them a small test of faith.
给他们一点点信心的考验。
Because soon they're going to be fighting other nations for their land.
因为他们以后要准备跟敌人打仗。
They're going to need a lot more faith.
他们需要有更大的信心。
God is getting them ready.
神要准备他们。
This is what he does with us.
他也是这样子来准备我们。
Often as we begin our journey with God, he provides for us in miraculous ways.
有时候我们刚开始跟神一起行走的时候，神会用超自然的方式来供应给我们。
He gives us a deep sense of his spirit.
他让我们可以感应到他的灵。
We feel God's presence.
我们感觉到神的同在。
And he gives us small tests of faith.
但是有时候他们给我们一个小小的考验。
Then he'll help us overcome these small tests.
让我们能够克服这些困难。
Then a bigger one will come.
那有会更大的困难。
And then I get scared and I grumble about it.
那有时候我们会害怕，我们会发怨言。
And he'll bring me through it.
但是神会带领我们。
And then a bigger one will come.
那有时候又有更大的困难。
And you guys know how this goes.
那你知道这是怎么样子的。
And this is the pattern we see in the Bible.
这就是我们在圣经上可以看到的一个例子。
It's a pattern we see in our lives.
在我们生活上也可以看到这样子的例子。
It's a pattern we see in this church.
在这个教会上我们也可以看到这样子的例子。
As we're facing our transitions.
当我们看到我们教会的过渡时期的时候。
As we're facing things that we're scared about.
当我们看到未来我们害怕的时候。
Things you might want to grumble about too.
有些事情我们可能想要发怨言。
I need to first ask, what am I believing about my God?
首先我们要问我们相信的神是什么样子的神。
Do I believe that he can take care of our church?
我们相信神可以照顾我们的教会吗？
Do I believe he cares about us?
我们相信神关心我们教会吗？
Do I believe he knows what he's doing?
我们相信神知道他在做什么吗？
Do I believe he has a good plan?
我们相信神有美好的计划吗？
Or am I believing something wrong?
或是我相信了错了。
Something else to notice, though, about this manna.
另外一点关于这个玛纳。
It was enough.
这是足够的供应。
It might not have been really fancy.
虽然它并不是一个很一种美食。
The Israelites wouldn't have gone to a restaurant and ordered manna.
他们不会到餐厅里面去叫这样子的食物。
But God knew what they did need.
但是神知道他们需要的是什么。
This was enough.
这是足够的。
And this group of people in the desert grew to a group of about 2 million.
这群以色列人在沙漠里面，他们后来成长到将近200万人口。
Every single one of them was fed by God.
每一个人都是神的供给，给他们食物吃。
It was enough.
神给他们足够的供应。
And finally, this manna was a memorial of God's grace.
这个玛纳后来成为我们纪念神的恩典。
Later generations will look back to manna and see that this is when God was providing for his people.
后代可以往后看，来知道神是怎么样子供应他们的。
Manna was preserved in the Ark of the Covenant, so people would remember it.
玛纳后来被放在这个约柜里面，所以人们会记得。
And our Lord Jesus himself refers to himself as the bread which comes down from heaven.
那耶稣基督也说他自己就是从天上下来的食物。
Which is a reference to the people's memory of when God provided manna from heaven.
这是纪念那个时候神从天上降了玛纳给他们吃。
Today we're looking back on manna as God's grace.
今天我们想到玛纳，可以看到神的恩典。
But manna was also the time when God's people were constantly grumbling.
但是神供给玛纳给他们的时候，也是那些以色列人发很多怨言的时候。
See, we look back on the Exodus as when God did a mighty work to save His people.
我们看出埃及记，我们看到神显现他的大能，把他以色列人从埃及拯救出来。
But God's people living in the Exodus were constantly afraid.
但是那时候的以色列人，他们一直都是害怕的。
They grumbled and complained.
他们发很多怨言，他们发很多牢骚。
You will look back on your life and see that during the hardest parts, God was caring for you.
当你往回看你的生命的时候，当你生活上最困难的时候，你也可以看到神会照顾你。
You'll look back on your life and notice that during the hardest parts of your life, God was doing a mighty work.
当你在生活上最困难的时候，神做他的大能。
But you'll also look back on your life and notice your response at the time.
但你往回看，你也可以看到你那个时候的反应。
And if you're like me, you're not always proud of the way you respond to what God is doing.
如果你像我的话，你可能不会为你以前所做的反应觉得很荣耀。
You look back at a time when God was taking care of you and your need.
你往后看，看到神照顾你的时候。
And you realize that maybe you complained the whole time.
也许那个时候你发了很多的怨言。
Maybe you were constantly scared.
也许那个时候你很害怕。
And your fear became stronger than your trust in God.
也许你的惧怕超过了你对神的信仰。
I hope that as I face more and more trials in life,
我希望我们面对生活上的一些更多的困难的时候，
I can start to respond differently.
我们可以开始对神有不同的反应。
I hope that I'm able to look back on earlier trials and realize that God will take care of me.
我们希望我们可以看到我们以前的经验，然后可以有很大的信心说神会供应给我们的。
That I can still trust Him.
我们可以信任我们的神。
I can remember that it's okay to be scared if I choose faith.
如果我们选择有信心的话，虽然我们害怕也没有关系。
I can feel fear and then say, I'm going to choose to believe the right things about God right now.
我们心里可能有惧怕，但是我们要选择来信任我们的神。
Even though I'm scared, I'm going to live my life as if God is still faithful.
也许我们害怕，但是我们选择来生活。来表现神对我们的信实。
So this is the last question for today.
所以这是今天最后一个问题。
What in your life can you look back on to give you faith to face tomorrow?
当你往后看你的生命的时候，有什么东西是可以给你信心来面对明天的？
Many of us have wonderful testimonies of what God has done in our lives.
我们很多人在我们生活上都有很多神的见证。
Some of us have small testimonies.
我们有些人的见证是很微小的见证。
As God is preparing us for bigger ones.
因为神在准备我们面对更大的问题。
But we all have the salvation of our souls.
但是我们都有我们神在我们里面的救恩。
If you've put your faith in Jesus Christ.
如果你把你的信心放在耶稣基督的身上。
Then you can look back on the moment God saved you from hell.
你可以看到神怎么样从你罪恶里面拯救出来。
When he forgave you of your sins.
当他饶恕了我们的罪的时候。
When he secured your inheritance in heaven.
当我们知道我们在天堂上是有份的时候。
We can all look back on that moment.
我们可以看到那一刻。
And know that God can take care of us tomorrow.
知道神可以照顾我们的未来。
The Exodus is remembered as when God saved his people.
出埃及记，我们记得是神拯救了他的人民。
And yet, the whole time God's people complained.
但是在那个同时，神的人民发了很多的怨言。
As I go through troubles in my life today,
当我们今天碰到困难的时候
，I want to, in faith, believe that God is going to do a mighty work.
我们要有信心，相信神可以做他奇妙的大工。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
God, we thank you that you are patient with us through all of our fears and doubts.
主，我们感谢你，在我们惧怕、在我们怀疑的时候，你是有耐心的。
We confess that it is sometimes hard to believe the right things about you.
我们知道有时候我们相信的是错误的观念。
And Lord, we know that you can take care of us, but we have a hard time living as if it were true.
主，我们知道你可以照顾我们，但是我们生活上有时候没有反映出这样子的信心。
So God, please grow our faith.
主，求你给我们更大的信心。
Help us to trust you more.
帮助我们来更信任您。
God, I pray for my brothers and sisters who are going through especially hard circumstances.
我们为现在有很多困难的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And Lord, they feel like there is no way out.
当他们觉得已经走投无路的时候。
That they are trapped.
他们被逼困的时候。
That you won't rescue them.
他们觉得你不会拯救他们的时候。
Oh God, I pray that you show them what you are really like.
主，求你就显现你的大能，让他们知道你是什么样子的神。
Pour out your grace and mercy on their lives.
把你的恩典跟慈爱浇灌在他们身上。
And God, help us as a church.
让我们一个成为一个教会。
Help us to encourage these individuals.
让我们这个教会也能够鼓励这些弟兄姐妹。
To care for them.
去照顾他们。
To be the body of Jesus.
成为耶稣基督的身体。
And God, we do pray for our church as we are facing uncertainty right now.
我们也为我们教会来祷告，当我们面对未来的时候。
God, we believe you are a good God.
我们相信你是一个美好的神。
And you are bigger than anything we face.
你 比我们所遇到的困难更伟大。
So God, as we are your people, I pray that we will respond in faith.
因为我们是你的子民，我们希望我们对你的反应是有信心的反应。
And God, I pray that we can look back on this moment as a time when you did a mighty work in us.
所以当我们往回看现在的时候，我们可以知道您在我们教会行了大能。
We thank you for your love.
我们感谢您的爱。
We thank you for your patience with us.
感谢您的耐心。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. Let's see.